That's right.
We know you're in the green party and you love to see the grass grow.
I love to see you get the home too.
But we in the name of God is the grass growing under our feet and under our backs. And rather than build a house on it, you know, I know you love to save the country.
Well, you mustn't heard about our homelessness policy either, by the sound of it.
We're Irish, right?
We wanted to put it in the Constitution that you were right to have.
It is in the Constitution, we all have a right
not to have not something to shelter.
To some form of shelter.
Well, you should have a right. But
there's one thing I would love you to do. I'd love you to ask one question. We're homeless, right? All the homeless shelters are controlled by three organisations. The Roman Catholic Church, Presbyterian Church and the Salvation Army, right? They're taking millions of pounds out of the government. They control the whole three things, right? They're taking millions and millions of pounds off the government, where it would be actually cheaper in the long run. Take the money away from these people and just build us places to stay. Which would be
if the Greens were in government, you would have that. But unfortunately, we have to work on that one.
Unfortunately, Mr. Sergeant, if nothing is done by the next election, we shall put our own political party on the scene.
I wish you would.
We shall take the living daylights out of Greens, the Fianna Fáil, and the Fianna Gael.
Work on the government now.
The PDs in particular.
The government are the ones with the power.
But we would like at this moment, well, you're the person in the back seat. You're the one doing the roaring and shouting.
No
use telling the person in the front seat because he doesn't care. He's the driver. He goes whichever direction he wishes. It's nicer if we tell the person in the back seat, turn left.
You're talking and I want you to listen.
Yeah, but it's raining and you're a politician. So
I'm waiting to get a chance to speak.
The Green Party, you should love the weather. Right? If you love the weather, I'm not here to talk about the weather.
Well,
what positions were you for a week? We live in your house and you come out and live where
you stand for election and you might have a chance to swap my position with me for 7 years.
I live where you live for a week and you live where we live for a week. No, but what I was saying, I was just trying to say, you come along, right? It's preferable and better for me if we speak to the person sitting in the back seat, which is yourself, rather than the driver. The driver goes where he chooses.
You said that before.
Yeah. But will you do it for us?
I am continuing to do it for you.
Listen, there's refugees coming into this country left hand over fist. They're being handed into flats, apartments, everything, right? We're Irish citizens, born, reared. We pay our taxes, we pay our insurances, we pay everything. We have a right to a place above and beyond and before those.
Don't have any argument with me.
I'm not being particularly racist on anything.
If you've no fixed address, you're not entitled to vote.
You can't even vote, exactly.
Yeah, well that's discrimination.
If you come to any of my clinics, you'll see that I help anybody who's homeless.
Yeah.
You didn't help me.
Take a seat.
Where do you live? You never helped me.
You weren't in my clinic.
Oh yes,
are you
well.
A doctor now, Mr. Sergeant? No,
I was out there last night.
Yeah, well, Dublin North is my area now.
I know.
I wish you'd stand, and then we have some solutions.
I will.
Look, I'm telling you, you're all about your bloody deal.